During the break, Kelly came up all excited, and she said the Lord's been dealing with her over a particular scripture, and that it was the Lord was really breathing life into it. And so I said, "Well, which one?" She said, "Well, you know, where we had the sentence of death, you know, but we are trusting in the God, God who raises the dead." Most of you know that scripture. It's in 2 Corinthians, verse 1 and verse 9. And I said, "Well, the not but pattern is there." She said, "It is?" But we had the sentence of death in ourselves that we should not trust in ourselves, not self. Is that right? But in God who raiseth the dead. Right? Is that it or not? Because you're going, I'm going to be challenging you here in a minute, so it'd be good to know for sure. All right. And it's in from my perspective, it's that simple. Almost anyone could walk up with a certain scripture. And again, here's the neat thing about it is that it is that same deal. Not but. We should not trust in ourselves, but. And it's a pattern. It's not like we trust in God and not ourselves. So much of the time, it is a not but pattern. Not self, not I, but Christ. Or not self, but Christ in me to others. And you just see it over and over and over. All right. So, Philemon chapter 1 and verse 13 and 14. And in our mentioning last class, we didn't mention that all this stuff, we got all this starting in Philemon. That's where we started noticing it. And so he's talking here in Philemon about keeping Onesimus. I guess you could look at verse 10. I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I begot in my bonds, who in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent again, thou therefore receive him, that is, mine own heart, whom I would have retained with me, that in my stead he might have ministered unto me in my bonds of the gospel, but without thy mind, I would do nothing that thy benefit should be. So he's starting with not myself, even though he uses the word but in verse 14. Without thy mind, I do nothing. I do nothing. You see that? It's in the pattern. It's what is the negative side of the coin? Something you don't do. Yes. There you go. There you go. That's English. Yeah, Jerry, do you have a question?
So he's saying, but without that mind, what I do, like he's saying, like he wouldn't do this without him knowing?
Yeah, he's saying that that Onesimus was this runaway slave, and now he's coming back. And Paul's saying, man, this guy is a good guy, and he loves the Lord, and he's like my son, my very heart. And he said, I would have kept him for me. I would have kept him for me. But he goes, not me. Not me. Because I won't do anything without your permission. This is up to you. He's putting it for others first, not himself. All right. And then I'm just going to go over just a few more scriptures here that that we did last week when we did the two classes. Again in Philippians, because we didn't look at all the scriptures there. So in Philippians 2 and verse 6 through 8, who being in the form of God, thought it not, and the word robbery means not something to be grasped after. Some of you in your margin, it will tell you that the actual Greek is this is, he's not trying to grasp hold of something to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So the pattern is that he did not regard equality with God. Not I. I'm not regarding my equality with God, that I have rights and I shouldn't have to do this and become lower, but that others might get Jesus, that others may gain. Okay? And then in Philippians 3, now we apply it to Paul. Philippians 3 and verse 4 really through 10, though I might have also confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath reasons for which he might trust in the flesh, I'm more circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I count loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things lost. So he's saying the same thing that Jesus. I have equality with God. I have rights. I can, you know, I can make it about me. But Jesus didn't do that. Christ crucified didn't do that. The mind of Christ did not do that. And he goes through all these things. He humbled himself, da 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 da. Paul says, the things that are gained to me, not me, that I may win Christ, that I may gain Christ. See, not me, but Christ. An increase. I must decrease, he must increase. See, again, that pattern. So I put, he did not regard his status, not I, but humbled himself that Christ may gain ground in him. All right. So now we're just going to go through some different scriptures, and we're going to look at this not but pattern so that we can see it. Okay? You ready? You got your Bibles handy? Because we're going to be doing some flipping. All right. Is it good to get in the Word? Yes. All right. Let's go to Luke 22. Some of you may not be as fast, so just to make sure that we get where we want to go, I may, at a certain juncture, go a little faster. Luke 22 and verse 42. Let's see, where are we here? All right, who's got it? Who wants to read it? Scott, would you read it?
Yeah. Saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
My version says, but thine be done. Is it, do I need to explain this? Not my will. Me. Self. Not me. But thy will be done. Okay. All right, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. First Corinthians 10. Okay, verse 23, Now try to see, because sometimes it doesn't use those exact words, not but, but it's there. Okay? All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Verse 24, let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Okay. So So he's saying, like Jesus, he has equality with God, but he came down lower for our sakes. Like Paul, he was, you know, a Pharisee and a tribe of Benjamin and all this stuff, but he counted all of that loss for that Christ may gain. And in this case, he's saying, look, all things are lawful for me. All things are expedient. All things are lawful, but all things don't edify everybody. Just the things that are lawful and good for me and fine for me can offend. So then verse 24, let no man seek his own. You can say, let not man seek his own. Not your own, your stuff. But every man the things of others, another others' wealth. Okay? Is that starting to get clear now? Because the scriptures are going to have little variations. This does have the not but factor, basically, to me. I mean, when he says, where is it? Let no man, to me, that's that negative. It's the tails side of the coin. It doesn't say not, but it says don't let anyone, let no man, that's the negative. Don't put yourself first, not self. You have to be able to read it and go, that's what he's saying. He's saying not self. And Paul said it for himself, now he's saying it for them. For you, not self first, but others. All right. Still in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 29. I guess, see, I don't want to read this whole book, so you have to know that this has relationship to eating and drinking, and some people think you're doing it before idols and stuff like that. And Paul is saying, don't, you know, you shouldn't eat of it because you're going to offend somebody. So verse 29, conscience, I say, not thine own, but the other. For why is thy liberty judged by another man's conscience? And so I can't, you know, I can only tell you that in the Corinthians class that I taught, I went into detail in this subject in 1 Corinthians 10, which also bleeds over into 11 and also is in Romans 14. And it is there, brothers and sisters. It is powerfully there. Okay. Also verse 33, since we're right here. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Somebody read to me where you see the not but words here. Raise your hand if you got it. Mallory?
Not seeking my own, but the profit of many.
There it is. And it's not reversed there. It is the not but pattern. Why would that be? Because, okay, spiritually, eternally, why would that be? Well, I don't know, maybe grammatically that's the way they do it. Spiritually, eternally, it has to be that way. There has to be not I. We have to be crucified before Christ is going to live. Okay? This is eternal truth here. This isn't just like grammatical ways of saying things. All right, Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 28. Ephesians 4:28. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Okay, so I wrote down, not steal for self-gain. Is that what it's saying? Not steal for self-gain, but work that others gain. Is that what it's saying, or am I twisting this? Yes, sir. This was Ephesians 4, verse 28. Yeah. So, he's using the not but pattern. Why does Paul keep doing this? And we've just barely begun. Why does he keep doing this? He keeps doing this because this is eternal. See, this guy didn't sit in a class like, you know, somebody like me up there teaching. And he goes, okay, I got the not but pattern now, and I'll be able to use this or whatever. No, 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 no. You will fail. You'll miss it here and there and there. This is where you have to see the eternal pattern of why the cross comes before Christ can come. Yes.
He's not teaching Christian ethics. He was profoundly impacted by his own death with Christ and the Lamb who lives in him. And so he has no other template by which to see or say anything. He's been totally affected by the cross.
Amen. Preach it, sister.
Amen.
Well, I mean, you know, he has. He's determined not to know anything but Christ. Oh, my God. Is every scripture that we like quoting going to just come up with that pattern? Well, you know, and some that we don't quote, like this one. Ephesians 4:28, not steal for self-gain. Don't do it. Why? Because you're crucified. Okay? But work that others may gain. There it is. All right. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3, verses 8 through 11. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man that is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. All right, that one's a little more vague in this sense. I mean, it's not, but it, you know, but if you can see what is not and what is, then it's plain as day. It is not, but yes.
You put off the old, that's the not.
Yes, put off the old, that's the not.
And the deeds.
And the deeds.
These are all crucified, and then you put on the new and the deeds which are for others.
Put on the new, whereby Christ becomes all and in all.
It's his life, and then he does things for others.
Yeah, not my selfish ways, but make Christ all in all. Is that what it's saying? And is it not saying that based on the cross?
Yes.
I mean, look at it. It's not just. I mean, if you don't believe me, look at verse 3 of that's just above it. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. You're dead. And then, verse 5, the word mortify in the King James means put to death. Mortify, it says in verse 3, you're dead with Christ, okay? Verse 5 says, okay, send them put to death these things that are dead. Not I. I mean, that's what it's saying. It's really saying not I. But the not has to include the T being a cross. Because it's the only way it can be not I is through the cross. Okay? And that's what he's saying here. For you're dead, so let's talk about this. You know? All right, 1 Thessalonians. Are we getting into a lot of different varied books of the Bible? Anybody? Okay. So clearly, at least up to this point, we might suspect that I'm not making this up. Okay? 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5 through 7. For neither at any time used we flattering words, as ye know, nor a cloak of covetousness, God is witness, Nor of men sought we glory, neither of you nor of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ, but we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. Anybody see what is the not part? And all the neithers. See, all of that, that's right. And the neithers is that negative. It's not and neither this and neither that either. Not, not, not. If it's not, then it's neither certain anything that falls in that category of flesh or self. And you will spot this as God begins to make you anti-self and pro-Christ in you. Okay. So, not, neither, nor sought we, but gentle, nursing, cherishing for your sake. Not me, but others. Christ in me for others. Not, the reason why we didn't seek these, all these things is because the cross has affected me to make it where it is not about me, therefore I embrace not I through crucifixion with Christ, that Christ may be free to honor, to bless, to die for others. All right. Hebrews chapter 5. Are we having fun yet? Hebrews 5. In verse 4 and 5. This is talking about Jesus making himself a high priest or did not make himself a high priest. Yeah, this is Hebrews 5, 4 and 5. Yes, sir. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made as an high priest, but he that said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. Okay? We have the word not and but in there. It's there. Can you unwind that scripture? Scott?
No man can take this honor to himself, but he who is called.
Okay. Yes. Anyone else want to unwind it a little differently? Kelly?
He glorified not himself.
He glorified not himself. Absolutely. See, because that's not self, and it's something you don't do. Remember that? It's the negative side, what you don't do. All right, go ahead.
But was exalted by him.
But he yielded to the Father's will. And it was not about him, but the Father's will. Not I, but the Father. Okay? So, I'm giving you some that are a little bit now, last couple, so that it'd be a little bit tricky, but it's not tricky in reality. Especially if not, but is there, then you look for the not, but. And, okay, so he glorified not himself. That's not I. But the Father's will. God said, you're this, and I'm going not because my flesh says, yes, exalt me, make me something, because it's already not I because of the cross. So I'm not going, yeah, make me something, but I'm not gonna glorify myself. You do it. He's going, where's the not I? You know, this isn't the but pattern. Well, it kind of is. but for the flesh, but we're not gonna. I did it again. I have something else to say, but I'm not going to say that.
Praise the Lord, bro.
You know, he's catching on. Yes, sir.
13 and 14. Uh-huh. That goes down.
Go ahead.
For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food is for the mature who becomes, because of practice, that their senses change to discern good and evil.
So you see that clearly then, right?
I see it.
All right.
The difference between a baby and a mature person who's living in Christ.
Well, and the baby then is not me then. And it's not, you know, I'm not there yet. But Christ is the one still. He'll always be the one. Or it's going to be not me, but others. But remember, every time it says others, every time it mentions others as the but part of this, it means Christ in you to others.
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead.
What I noticed on that about scriptures, like you hear it all the time, and a lot of people share it, that like when the scriptures talk about to other people, like it's something that good Christians should do or how Christians should act in a sense. And it kind of just like leaves Christ apart. Like, okay, he's saving you, now you just got to act good enough before God.
Right.
Forget about that we're the righteousness of God, you know. Forget about all this other stuff, you know. Act right. You should love your neighbor. You should do that, you know. And it's like, we can't do that apart from Christ. Right. You know, we can't love our enemy apart from Christ.
Or we can do it for a while until they really mess with something we don't like, you know. Yeah. I mean, bad example, but when I was a hippie back in the 60s, and I got my draft notice, and I had to go into the service, and so I told them, well, I wanted to become a medic because I didn't want to kill anybody, you know, because I was peace and love, you know. And I said, I don't want to kill anybody, so I'll just make me a medic. And so then in my medic training, one of the classes, they marched us in, and there's this guy up there, and he says, well, this is weapons training. And I'm going, I'm a medic, for God's sake, you know. And he says, most medics can carry a .45 on their hip. He said, if they want to. If they want to carry a gun, they can carry a .45 on your hip. He says, or you can carry an M16 around with you. Also, he said, it's extra weight because you're carrying the medical thing. And I'm going, I don't want any of that. And then he goes, well, just so you know, it's three kind of people that their enemy is shooting at. Officers, they want to kill the officers so that the leadership's gone. The radio man, they look for that antenna because he's got communication going. And he said the medic, because he's the one that goes out, patches these guys back up, and gets them back going again. He said, I forget the number, but it was high. 65% of medics that go to Vietnam don't come back the same way. They either come back in a body bag, missing a limb, or da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm going, I want a bazooka. I want a tank. I want a, you know. If it's me or them, he's going to die, you know. And so my point is, we can be very Christian-like, you know, in the right circumstances. But if you push just the right button, buddy, it ain't going to be Christ. Unless it's not I because of the cross. Amen?
Yes.
All right. All right. Okay. So that's the one. Yes, Scott?
I was just thinking about this verse in 1 John. It says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. I was just thinking about that pattern right there.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, if we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth, but...
Yeah, that's almost saying not the cross.
It's the opposite.
Yeah, therefore it can't be this. But that's a little different. But it's true. If it's not the cross in our lives, it's not going to be Christ in us. It's going to be us doing the best we can for God. Okay, so now the next part of this class, we are going to play You Find the Pattern. Okay? And I'll give you a scripture. Let's see. Caitlin, John 12:24. Read it out loud.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit.
You find the pattern. Where's the not? Where's the but?
If it dies.
Mm-hmm.
So if you choose not to die? But I mean, that's only the death of Christ. It's not I. Or it has to be Christ saying, not my will.
Okay, that's okay. There's more. There's more. Okay, someone else? Tara?
Not remain alone, but die and produce much grain.
Okay, that's a piece like Caitlin's. Anybody got the full picture?
If it does not fall, then it does not rise. If it not should
right.
not fall.
Can we be a little more specific or clear on that? Kelly?
Not I is going down into death, not preserving
right.
life. And the positive is that others are coming up with fruit in life.
There it is. Not I is Jesus dying. Where? On the cross, not I. He's saying, except I be not I. But if I do not I, much fruit, others.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Geez, that was an easier one. okay, let's go to Romans chapter 4. And guys, y'all just do the best you can. You know, this isn't a test or whatever. This is meant to challenge you to try to spot this, okay? We're in Romans 4 and verse 19 and 20. I'll go ahead and read it. And being not weak in faith, it's talking about Abraham, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Mallory, you want to see if you can spot the pattern?
Well, he considered not and staggered not, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God.
There it is. Okay, so let's see it. Not I. He's not considering himself. Not self. Okay. And let's face it, a lot of times we look at our own weakness or lack or old age or whatever, and we make determinations based on that kind of stuff. Not self. He didn't look there. Look not upon your own things, but the things of. So not himself, but strong in faith, giving glory to God. See? Others. God and others. God and others. Y'all see it? Okay. All right, because it's coming your way. All right, Romans 15. And if you think this is hard, well, you walk out the door and God expects you to see it and live by it. Anybody see the importance of maybe going back and doing everything to get this here? Especially with all the confirmations we're getting. Okay, Romans 15, verse 1 through 3. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. Okay, so there's actually two not but patterns here. There's actually two of them. Okay, Amy, you want to give it a shot?
Yeah. Not to please ourselves.
There you go. Not self. She got it. Not self. Good.
But let every one of us please his neighbor for his own good.
There it is. But
others, but really it's Christ in me to be able to do that. Okay. Do you see the other pattern?
Yeah, okay. And then he gives the example of Christ, where Christ pleased not himself.
Okay, so there's the not.
Yeah.
Christ pleased not self, but...
But, as a different, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me.
He let what they deserve fall on him, and he did it for them. Okay?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay.
It says Christ suffered in the flesh for us, that you arm yourself with the same heart, and purpose patiently to suffer rather than fail to please God. Whoever suffered in the flesh, having the mind of Christ, is done with intentional sin, and stops seeing himself and the world, and pleases God. So he can no longer spend the rest of his natural life living by his human appetite and desire for the good for one another.
You are on track. Well, you know, the main thing is you're on track with the Lord because you're in the Word seeing it. So you're better than on track with me. Thank you, Dale. That's great. Okay, how about 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 15? And that he died for all, that they who live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. All right, let's see here. But that he died for all, that they who live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. I know. Deb, you got it?
Not live unto themselves.
Not, okay, let's go slow. Not I, not self, not live unto themselves. And what do you think the next word is going to be? That's it. And has it been the case every time? Tons of scriptures we've already covered. Anybody? Can you see? But what?
But
to
him who died for them.
But others, God and others. In this case, God. You see that? Isn't that wonderful, though? You begin to really realize that the this thing of the depths of riches of the glory of God can be reduced down to not but. Okay, let's go to another one. Romans 6:11. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jerry, you want to give Romans 6:11 a shot?
Yourselves to be dead unto sin, would be the not I, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ.
All right, there it is.
The not I is, say it again, the not I is?
It's reckon ye also yourselves to be dead.
Okay, so that's not self, because of the cross. Is that right or wrong? I mean, this is pretty amazing, isn't it, or is it? But is what?
Alive unto God through Jesus Christ.
Alive unto God. How? Christ in me that glorifies God now. Now it's Christ in me to God. See, it doesn't matter because the first two commandments is always God and others. It's really cool, isn't it? I mean, and that I'm telling you that if you took just some time just to see if you could spot this stuff, you would be amazed. And it is continually screaming, not I but Christ. Not I but Christ. All right, we got a few more here. Romans 8, verse 32. Romans 8, verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? That's Romans 8:32. Jim, you want to give it a shot?
Did not spare, but delivered him up for others for us all.
Okay. So, the not is he did not spare what was precious to him. So, my wording was not saving his own son. And then the but was what, Jim?
Delivered him up for us all.
Delivered for all others. See, that's a little more tricky, but it's right there.
It's the Father,
yeah. Yeah. Wasn't it interesting that we've seen several scriptures where it was Jesus following the pattern? Now we see the Father following the pattern. All right, one more, and this last one's going to be maybe the trickiest of all. 1 Timothy. First Timothy chapter 2. Excuse me. And in my notes here, I wrote 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 through 10, and I wrote, is this an example or is it not? Okay. Meaning it may not be an example. All right. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with godly fear and sobriety, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Can you see immediately how that might not be that? Can you see that just a quick reading, it may not be that pattern. Can you also see that there's the potential that it may be that pattern? Okay? Anybody want to comment? Because this was my question, is this an example or not? And if you have a yes, it is, or no, then give me an explanation along with it.
There you have it encompasses both verse 9 and 10. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see where it says here, not with elaborate hair. This is Amplified Bible. Not with elaborate hair arrangement or pearls or expensive clothing, but by doing good deeds within themselves, good and for the good and advantage of those contacted by the others.
Wow. What translation you got there?
Amplified.
Ah, you cheating squaw. Not yeah, that's really good there, isn't it? Isn't that great? Yeah, Mallory. Yeah. I thought, man, the wisdom from this man of God. Get up here and teach. I'm sitting down. That's great. That is truly good. Okay, Mallory.
Thought about that. You like I never thought of before. It could be the not but pattern if the not adorning oneself is because that is taking up time and money and energy on pleasing yourself. And instead, you use the time it would take to do your hair and the money it would take to buy nice things, and you use those things and pour them out on others instead of on yourself.
Okay.
It would be the not but pattern.
In that?
Yeah, that. But that doesn't mean that every time it is that. I'm just saying,
right,
if your motive is, I'm not going to spend all this time on me, I'd rather spend it on God and others, then it's the not but pattern.
So what? Tell me if I'm wrong. So what you're saying, what I think Mallory is saying, is that in some cases it depends on the motive within the person in relationship to the scriptures. Because, I mean, look at Jesus. I mean, look at him. He healed. He fed, multitudes. He did all this. But he never dealt with world hunger, it's still there. He never dealt with poverty as an issue, it's still there. He never dealt with corruption in government, political corruption, because it's still there. He dealt with motives in men and women. That's, you just follow it out. He dealt with motives in men and women.
Why did he do what he did? The motive
factor. Yeah. And he did that because if we change, those things will change.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Kelly?
In the context of 1 Timothy, I'm going to say that it is a yes to the pattern based on the scriptures. So if you look at verse 6, it says, who gave himself a ransom for all? And that's speaking of, you know, the not
done. So it's setting up the cross as the basis. And he's setting up
the way you just said it. He's setting up the not I or not self pattern because the cross is the issue.
And then three verses later in verse 9 it says in like manner. We have to say, well, what is the in like manner coming from? It's coming from verse 6, who gave himself a ransom. So this is saying we're talking about the cross because we're talking about him who gave himself a ransom. In like manner, women be crucified. So if you don't take it in the right manner of the cross, it's not but, because it's just you getting legalistic about what you do with your hair.
Right.
But if you take it in the context of the Lord God, it is the cross, because he's saying, do this as a member of the crucified. And verse 10 says, but, this is the but part, which is part of the pattern, I believe, but professing godliness with good works. So you look in the context of Timothy, you go to verse 16 of the next chapter, which this was a letter without chapters, it says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit. So he's speaking of the godliness that came through the cross. So that godliness is Christ in you. So these good works that come from the godliness, Timothy's speaking, that come from Christ in you. And that means, you know, I'm not exalting myself, whatever, in that spirit of the crucified, but professing the spirit of Christ through the works and the way I treat people, the spirit of Christ through me. So I think it is a yes to not but based on the context of 1 Timothy.
Okay. Okay, anybody else?
We're talking about 9, right?
We're talking about 9 and 10.
Oh, man.
Kelly cheated.
It could be that not I to be bound or not I to be in trouble or whatever, but to be free as in God or whatever as it's put, to be free of bonds. In which case it would be a not
right.
I, but.
Right. Yeah, Dale?
It's in line with what you got there. It's 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, that not your be the merely external adorning with elaborate interweaving and knocking of the head, wearing of jewelry and of your changing clothes, but let it be the inward adorning and beauty of the hidden person with the incorruptible and unfading charm of a gentle and peaceful spirit, which is not anxious or wrought up, but is very precious inside of.
Brother, I just want to invite you back every chance you get. Come see us because you're adding tremendously. That was that 1 Peter?
1 Peter chapter 3.
Okay. Go ahead. Well, finish.
That's it.
Okay.
Verses 3 and 4.
Okay. What you just read is exactly what I was going to throw in there. And here's the way that I was going to do it without Peter so that you could go, that may not be the way it is, Brother Randy. You know, you don't know everything, which I don't. So you'd be right. But here was the angle I was going to give. And that is, in like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with godly fear and sobriety, not with braided hair. Okay, so in modest apparel, godly fear, sobriety, not with, in my translation says, braided hair, gold, pearls, or costly array But, and I was going to say, what if this is saying that it's not talking about, well, if you braid your hair, Kelly, or, you know, then you're going to hell. What if it's saying it's not about those things, but it's about Christ. It's about putting on Christ. So let's read what Dale just did again in light of that. 1 Peter 3. Verse 3. 1 Peter 3:3. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning. It's not saying don't have an outward adorning. Listen, it's not saying don't have an outward adorning. It's saying don't let it be about outward adornings of braiding hair or doing this or doing that. Don't make it about that. It's not saying don't do that. It's saying, you know, don't make it about the outward adorning, wearing of gold and putting on apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart. Right? All right. So, I think we've really covered the bases in some good ways. If we are making it about the outward adorning, if we're making it about the outward adorning, whether it's, you know, the money it takes to do that and then not given to others or whatever is not the issue. If we're making it about the outward adorning and not Christ in you, then it is about you. It's about I. I, not Christ. If you're not making it about that, you're free to, you know, like what you said, brother, you're free to wear whatever, but your whole thing is that it would be the hidden man of the heart, in which which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which reminds us of who? The Lamb of God, which in the sight of God is of great price. Then he's not going around going with it. Where's the religious organization? And bless God, you better dress with this, and you know, you have to look this way, and everything has to be this way. And nobody's saying it needs to be Christ. Amen. So we're still saying I. Right? And we're making issues because I is not only alive in the women, but the preacher. Right? Come on, brothers and sisters, tell me the truth now. We're still living off of this thing where we're not accepting the cross, where we're not saying, look, if you go here and die, and it's not about self, then people are going to get Jesus out of you. Okay? People are going to get Jesus out of you. And that's first and foremost more important. Not, what does it say again? Whose adorning, let it not be the outward thing that counts, but the inward man of the heart. Okay? So, you know, you can take that further this way. You can take that further this way. I don't, you know, my point and the point I believe that the Lord gave me to make was that not I has to be the work of the cross in each individual. And each individual has to work that cross into their being. You know, work in Philippians 2, work out that which God works in. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you. God at work in you. See? And you work that out, and you work it out to a manner that's going to express Christ, whatever that means, however that means. And but it means first and foremost in your attitudes because of the nature of Christ. First and foremost. Then however it filters down from there, Each person's going to have to stand before God for that. You see, I mean, I could wax eloquent on another story in the Bible right now that would be a perfect example, but our time is really, really past. Okay, so let's pray. You may, of course, brother. I do. You may. Can you get his email address and then I can... Yeah, if you'll get that from him, I'll be glad to send him to you. And anybody else that wants it. How many of you might be interested in this paper that's got not only the questions but the but a ton of scriptures on this side? Okay. If any of y'all need my email address in case I don't have yours, then contact Deb and give her your email address and she'll do it. Scott, if you'll just send me Dale's, then I'll do that.
I never met Scott before. I was started working at Denton State School. Scott didn't know me. I didn't know him.
Mm-hmm.
He picked me up yesterday, him and his wife Carol here, and they gave me a lift home where I was going. Scott came up to me this morning and said, the Lord said to invite me here.
Hmm.
Now, I didn't know Scott. Scott didn't know me, but Scott obeyed the Lord and brought me here. And you guys didn't know this, and Scott didn't know this, but the Lord's been dealing with me on humility.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly what he wants me to hear.
Here's the depth of humility right here.
Exactly. And you guys didn't know. I know you guys didn't know. So the subject of humility has been a mainstay in my life for the last 8 months. And God's been working with me on that area, so I know that God let Scott be invite me here so I can hear this. That's why I get the scripture.
Amen. That's about 8 months ago that God started dealing with these people on the depth of this kind of humility, too. So we're all in the same boat. Yeah. Amen. Well, let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your graciousness and your spirit that will teach us and guide us into all truth, and that Jesus, you said when he comes, he's going to lift you up. He's going to glorify you, and he's doing a good job. Now it's our part to receive that glory that he's presenting to us, not just by my teaching, but by your constant dealing in our lives. And Father, we thank you for this night, and we thank you that if our hearts are true, this can be turned into an eternal night that can have ramifications throughout the eternal relationship that we have with you. Sink it into our being. Jesus, you said in Luke, let these sayings sink down into your ears. Father, grant it in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody be sure and introduce yourself to Dale, and we're dismissed.